So the first reading from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 to 15. I also want the women to dress modestly, with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds, appropriate for women who profess to worship God. A woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. But women will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith, and holiness, propriety. Love and holiness with propriety. The second reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
兄弟姐妹们平安，我今天读的是提摩太前书第二章第九节到第十五节。又愿女人廉耻，自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法、黄金、珍珠和贵重的衣裳为装饰，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃，却不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。然而女人若长存信心、爱心，又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。感谢神的话语哈。读这个路加福音，路加福音第36到42节，38到42节。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己家里。她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他讲道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐进来助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑忧烦，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。感谢神的话语。
Our church depends on women to function properly.
我们教堂需要姐妹们的服侍。
I want you to look at the Sunday worship team.
你看看带领诗歌的就知道了。
It is led by three very talented and intelligent women, Nancy, Lucy, and Sarah.
那么不只是这个有三个哈，这个月平、冯华哈，有他们几位。
In fact, most of our singers and many of our musicians are women.
那么不只是唱歌的，很多伴奏的也是姐妹。
Women are up the front, leading, instructing, teaching us how to better love Jesus.
他们在前面带领、教导、引领我们如何去爱。
Women are critically important in our church.
在我们教会里面呢，姐妹们非常的重要。
Women were critically important.In the early church,
咱们在早期的教会姐妹也是很重要。
The Gospel of Luke records the fact that many of Jesus' earliest followers were women. Wealthy Jewish women such as Joanna and Susanna supported Jesus out of their private means.
像圣经里面教导这个 Joanna 和 Susanna 啊，富有的犹太妇女
，Other women
教导支持耶稣的事工。
Other women stayed with Jesus throughout the hours of his crucifixion.
那么还有在耶稣被钉死的时候呢，守护在十字架旁边的。
Several women were the first witnesses of his resurrection.
还有几个女人也是首先见证耶稣复活的。
There were many women present in the upper room when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the early church at Pentecost.
那么当圣灵降临的时候呢，妇女也在场。
The Apostle Paul knew the importance of women in the early church.
保罗也知道妇女在早期教会的重要性。
Wealthy women like Lydia, a cloth merchant from Philippi, offered their homes for church meetings.
比如说有一个叫 Lydia 的，贩卖衣服的，很有钱，在他们家里面呢，用来做教会的聚会。
Educated women often took leadership roles.
受过教育的妇女也可以教导。
Indeed, Paul mentions many of these women in his letters as he thanks them for the prominent roles they played in seeing the church prosper. Priscilla, Mary, Persis, Julia, Tryphena, Tryphosa, Phoebe, Junia, by the way, one is an apostle, the other is a deacon, Yodia, and Syntyche, just to name a few.
而且保罗在书信里面提到很多的女人的名字，感谢呢他们在教会里面担任的责任，比方说百基拉呀、朱莉亚这些名字。
Paul considered these women his fellow workers.
那么这些是保罗的同工。
And he gave them equal status with the men he worked with.
和他的这个男性同工呢，同样的重要。
For as far as the body of Christ is concerned, Paul could see that both men and women have been given gifts of ministry to use together for the kingdom of God and the building of God's church.
因为这些都是耶稣的肢体，而且保罗知道呢，男人和女人他们都有扩展上帝国度的恩赐。
And so Paul writes in Galatians 3:28, There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There's neither male nor female.But all are one in Christ Jesus.
那么在加拉太书三章二十八节，保罗写道，并不分犹太人、希利尼人，自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Now, given Paul's egalitarian vision of the church, why in our text from 1 Timothy 2 today does Paul seem to degrade the status of women?
那么既然保罗是持平等主义的，为什么在今天的经文里面似乎把女人呢降低了一等？
Why does it seem Paul wants to silence women and keep them in the background?
为什么保罗让女人呢都闭口？
And why does he only talk about Eve's sin as if women are to blame for the fall?
为什么这里只说到夏娃的罪，好像女人呢才是犯罪的这个罪魁祸首？
Did Paul have a problem with women?
那么保罗是不是对女人有成见？
Well, not really.
这并不是的。
At least not in a universal sense.
说其实也并不是很普遍意义的。
In other words, he didn't have a problem with all women everywhere and for all time.
那么他不是对所有的女人、对所有地方的女人都有看法。
He only had a problem with some women in very particular situations.
只是在一个特殊的情况下的一部分女人。
And that's what today's passage is about.
这是今天经文的大意。
As we've been seeing in our studies so far in 1 Timothy, there was one major problem in the Ephesian church.
我们经过一段时间的学习呢，看见以弗所教会有一个主要的问题。
False teachers had come in and were destroying the unity of the community of faith.
有假教师进入教会，然后呢产生一种破坏性的影响。
They were literally ripping the church apart.
他们在分裂教会。
That's why back in chapter 1, Paul spent so much time arguing against the false teachers.
这就是为什么保罗在第一章里面有很多的辩论。
And that's why in chapter 2, verse 8, when talking to the men of the church in Ephesus, he says, I desire then that in every place men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument, without division.
这是二章八节保罗对教会的这个期望非常的这个炽烈。他说，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
Paul's vision is a vision of unity.
那么这是一种联合的意象。
But the only way for the Ephesian church to regain its unity would be for the false teachers to be evicted and for the men of the church from both Jewish and Gentile backgrounds to reunite together again through prayer and the faithful proclamation of God's word.
但是唯一可以能够让以弗所教会重新合一的办法，首先呢，去掉假教师，然后所有的犹太的外邦背景的人们可以通过祷告和传福音能够联合起来。
So what does all this have to do with the women in the church?
那么这个和教会的女人有什么相关？
Well, it seems that the women of Ephesus were also being divided by these false teachers, but in a way that was very different to the men.
这个似乎女人们呢也被假教师给分裂了，但是分裂的这个和这个情况和男的不同。
You see, while the men were being divided over competing theological interpretations of the law posed by the Jewish false teachers, the women were being divided on cultural and family loyalties.
男人是因为被这个律法和这种神学的解读不同而分裂，女人呢是因为文化和这个家庭的关系而分裂。
You can better understand this if you imagine yourself as a newly converted Christian woman from a Jewish background.
想象说你是一个哈刚刚信主的来自犹太背景的妇女。
This is you.
这是你呀。
All your life, you've lived under a patriarchal system of headship.
你的一生都是生活在男权主义家庭。
And that's why you were married at 16.
那么你差不多16岁你结了婚。
When your father told you to get married.
你爸爸告诉你你该结婚了。
In your limited understanding of the law, men own everything. And as such, you have no income, you have no personal spending money.
因为这个你对律法有限的这个理解哈，说是男人都拥有一切，你没有收入，你也没有花钱的权利。
You've also been taught that men are the undisputed heads of the family.
你还相信男人是这个家里面无可争议的权威。
Indeed, you've been taught that when you go out in public, your husband's reputation is at stake.
甚至你还会被教育，你出门都会影响你丈夫的声誉。
And so whenever you're in public, what do? You cover your head, and your eyes are always on the ground as proof of your submission to your husband.
那么所以每次在公开场合，那么你都要蒙着头，眼睛呢要看着地，表示你顺服。
And so when it comes to worship, your Jewish background teaches you to either sit at the back of the synagogue or stay at home.
教堂做礼拜的时候，那么犹太背景告诉你，你不是坐在后排，就是要待在家里面。
As a Jewish woman, you know your place is in the home.
那么所以你知道你作为一个女人的地位。
Now, try to imagine yourself as a newly converted Gentile woman.
但是现在呢，你想象你是一个这个新成为基督徒的一个外邦女人。
You've been educated in the modern world of Greek thought and the freedoms of the Roman Empire.
你是接受这个希腊现代化教育的，你享受罗马帝国的这种自由风气。
You've been taught to engage with the world in quite liberal ways.
你学会用一种自由的眼光来看世界。
You may own your own business.You may have your own personal income, which allows you to purchase jewelry and other fancy clothes without your husband's consent.
你可以自己做生意，你有自己的收入，你自己买衣服、买珠宝，而不需要你丈夫的同意。
As a Roman citizen, you're proud of your heritage, and you have no reason to cover your head, no reason to keep your eyes lowered.
那么作为罗马公民，你为自己的身份骄傲，你不需要蒙着头，也不需要闭着眼睛。
I hope you can already begin to appreciate the tension that would have arisen in the church in Ephesus when the Christian women from Jewish backgrounds and the Christian women from Gentile backgrounds came together each week for worship.
那么我希望你能够感受到，那么每个星期或者做礼拜的时候，教堂里面这种希腊背景和犹太背景的妇女，她们中间这种分歧。
See, the Jewish background women would have been scandalized by the freedoms displayed by their Gentile counterparts.
这犹太背景的妇女，她们这种拘束在外邦女人面前呢，就非常的尴尬。
Worse still, their Jewish husbands would have felt insulted by the unconstrained behavior of these Gentile women.
而他们的犹太丈夫会被这外邦女人这种不受约束的行为会感到可耻，感到愤怒。
Tensions in the church would have been high.
这种分歧会慢慢的加深。
And so it's for the sake of unity that Paul gives his opening advice to women in verse 9. When he says, I also, after talking about the men, now he's switching to the women, I also want unity. So this is what we're going to do. I want women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God.
所以为了这个合一的目的，保罗在第九节说又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编发、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
Notice how Paul is defending the weaker sister here.
是保罗呢，是在这个地方是他是为了保护妇女中的弱者。
He stands on the side of the Jewish women, the women who are offended by modern liberality, telling the Greek women who want to exercise their liberty to restrain themselves for the sake of their weaker sisters.
他站在弱势的犹太妇女这边，还要告诉希腊妇女，那么为了弱势的姐妹们，你不要过分的展示他们的自由。
It's not a new argument for Paul. He used it, the identical argument, when he wrote his letter to the Corinthian church, where the same Jewish-Gentile tension was running high, and Paul says, be careful that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block for the weak.
所以这个和保罗给哥林多教会写信提醒他们这种分歧的这个目的是一样的，说只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这自由成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
Do you see in the end, it's all about unity.
所以最后保罗的焦点呢是合一。
And sometimes unity is only found when we give up our freedoms for the sake of others.
有的时候合一就是我们为了别人而放弃我们的自由。
Now, of course, the more controversial part of today's passage starts with the very next verse.
那么这个当然争议性最大的经文在下面一节。
In verses 11 and 12, Paul writes, Let a woman learn in silence with full submission. I permit no woman to teach or have authority over a man. She is to keep silent.
在十一节和十二节，保罗这样说，说女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。我不许女人讲道，也不许他们辖管男人，只要沉静。
It's very easy to think that Paul is issuing a universal once-for-all command, as if he's saying, no woman ever has the right to teach. All women must stay silent in every church.
那么似乎很容易哈，以为保罗在宣布有这个普遍意义的这种命令，似乎在说女人没有权利教导，每一个教堂的女人都要安静。
Some argue that Paul is basing his command on some divinely oriented creational hierarchy of men over women.
所以有人说保罗的这种命令是源于上帝造物的时候男人高于女人的道理。
But is that really what he's saying?
那么这个是保罗的本意吗？
See, always keep in mind that the larger problem for the church in Ephesus was that false teachers were causing a breakdown in the unity of the church. That's the big issue.
所以要记得在以弗所有一个最主要的问题呢，是假教师在破坏教会的合一。
And so both the men and the women of the church, Jewish and Gentile, were being forced to take sides. The Jewish Christians against the Gentile Christians. The Jewish Christians' wives against the Gentile Christians' wives.
所以在这个教会里面，与男人和女人呢被迫要偏袒一方啊，犹太基督徒男人和外邦基督徒男人，或者犹太基督徒女人和外邦基督徒女人之间有分歧。
There was, however, one big difference between the men and the women.
所以这个哈，男人和女人呢，并没有很大的不同。
You see, while the men were having a theological argument over the place of the law in the Christian life, look at chapter 1.The women, on the other hand, were simply taking the sides of their husbands.
所以男人们在关于律法还有基督徒的生活在有争议的时候呢，女人呢只是偏袒他们的丈夫。
In their ignorance of the scriptures, they had nothing to contribute to the debate, for they had never had the privilege of a theological education.
因为缺乏教育又不懂圣经，他们在争论中呢毫无建树。
In fact, most women couldn't read.
有很多女人都不识字。
And as such, they had no way of really discerning for themselves who was right and who was wrong.
哎，他们自己又无法去分辨什么是对，什么是错。
They simply took the side of their partner.
啊，他们只是偏袒自己的老公。
And their contributions were simply adding more heat than light.
啊，只能煽风点火而不能灭火。
That's why Paul now moves to giving advice to the women, and it's different to his advice to the men.
啊，那么这个就是为什么保罗对妇女的建议和对男人的建议呢，其实是一致的。
I want you to look at the word I've highlighted, and I've only highlighted it in English because I couldn't work out which is the word in Mandarin.
啊，这中文里面哈是这个沉浸学道这个字哈是。
Paul says in verse 11, "Let a woman learn."
这十一节保罗说啊，说女人要沉浸学道。
Now, considering the Jewish culture of his time, that was an incredibly radical suggestion for Paul to make. Let them learn.
那么考虑到在那个时期的这种犹太文化，这是一个很有建设性的建议。
Do you remember the scandal that Mary caused when she sat at Jesus' feet to learn from him? While Martha was in the kitchen serving food to the men, like all good women do.
所以当时那个故事讲到哈，和在这个玛丽坐在耶稣的脚前去听到，而马大呢在厨房里面为男人在忙碌。
Of course, everyone in the culture knew that learning was only for the men.
在那个时候大家都知道学习是男人的事情。
Women weren't even encouraged to go to the synagogue.
女人呢都不鼓励去会堂。
And if she did go, she had to sit behind a screen.
去的话呢只能坐在屏风的后面。
She was thought to be a sexual temptation for the men.
她这个只能和男人们要分开。
It'd be like having to sit in the creche all the time, trying to listen to the sermon while the babies are crying and other women are chatting away.
就好像坐在后面这个玻璃房间一样，一边听着这个婴儿哭声，一边和其他的女人在说话。
It wasn't a place to learn.
这不是一个学习的地方。
Now don't lose sight of this background because it explains two things.
所以说不要忘记这些背景呢，因为解释两个事情。
First, it explains why Paul insists these uneducated wives must not have authority over their husbands.
第一个事情，保罗解释为什么。这个坚持，他坚持哈，没有受过教育的女人不能管辖丈夫。
Where does true authority come from?
真正的权威来自哪里呢？
Does it come from your gender?
不是性别。
Or does it come from God's word?
还是从上帝的话。
God the authority who speaks.
这是权威的这个权威来自于上帝的话。
The Ephesian problem of false teaching would never be sorted out if women, untrained in the scriptures as they were,got involved in the debate.
如果这个以弗所的这个妇女们不懂圣经，而那么又吵来吵去，说假教师的问题永远不能解决。
Let your husbands have authority over you because you don't know what you're talking about.
这个如果你不懂自己在讲什么，你只是在煽风点火。
It also explains the second thing, why Paul immediately goes on to talk about Eve and her sin.
这是第二个为什么保罗呢又立刻去谈论夏娃和她的罪。
Who can tell me why Eve took the fruit of the tree?
那么为什么夏娃要吃树上的果子？
The answer is she hadn't properly been taught. She hadn't heard God's word directly.
是因为呢她没有受到好的教导，她没有去听上帝的话。
Only Adam, who was created first, says Paul in this passage,had heard God's command not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他说只有亚当这个是先造的，那么只有他呢听到上帝的命令不可以吃分别善恶树上的果子。
As such, only Adam had direct knowledge of God's word.
所以呢只有亚当直接知道上帝的话。
Eve was ignorant because she hadn't heard God's word.
那么夏娃呢不理会上帝的话，因为她根本就没有听到。
She hadn't even been created yet.
因为她那个时候她还没有被造。
It was not because she was a woman, but because she hadn't heard.
就不是因为她是女人，而是因为她根本都没有听见。
You could even say that Adam failed her because he hadn't completely taught her the full truth of God's command.
你或者可以说哈，这个地方是亚当对不起夏娃，因为他没有把上帝的真理去教导给夏娃。
And that's why Eve got tripped up by the serpent, because she didn't fully know the command of God.
那么这就是为什么哈，这个夏娃没有抵挡这个魔鬼的诡计，因为他根本都不懂，根本都没听说过。
Now that's surely why Paul tells the story of Eve to the women of Ephesus.
那么这个就是为什么保罗啊把夏娃的故事讲给以弗所的妇女们听。
He is not declaring some creational hierarchy of men always over women.
啊，他不是宣讲这个造物的时候男人高于女人。
It's the word of God that has authority.
他只是在讲呢，这个上帝的话语权威。
And so he simply doesn't want the women of Ephesus to become like Eve, who was deceived.
他只是不想以弗所教会的女人变成夏娃一样被骗。
That's why the Jewish women of Ephesus should learn in silence, says Paul.
那么这个就是啊，他说保罗为什么要让他们呢，在沉静的学习。
They need to be taught properly.By their husbands at home in a quiet place, so that they won't do what Eve did and fall into the devil's trap of false teaching.
他们需要丈夫们在家里面好好的教导，免得呢像夏娃一样被一些假教师们欺骗。
Now, if you think that's a tough part of the passage, just wait until we get to the next one.
说你如果这个在后面还有让人摸不着头脑的。
Verse 15, Paul writes, "But they will be saved through childbearing."If they continue in faith, love, and holiness with propriety.
后面十五节保罗又写到哈，然而女人若长存信心、爱心，又坚洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
Now let me ask you a very simple question.
我问大家一个问题。
Is Paul telling us that the only way for a woman to be saved is by having a baby?
保罗是不是说生孩子是唯一得救的途径？
Because there are a lot of women in this church who haven't yet had a baby.Or might never have a baby. Guess what? You're not saved. Sorry.
就好像在说啊，在座还有很多这个女孩子没有怀孕，或者说以后也不想怀孕的。保罗是说你得救没有可能。
We all laugh. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
这个是不可能的。
Some think, oh, it's through sexual intercourse, see, where the woman submits to the man. Then she'll be saved. Well, hold on. That's not having a baby, and that has nothing to do with necessarily childbearing. I'm sorry if I added that.
好像就只有男人和女人交合，然后女人才会要生孩子，女人好像通过这个程序，女人才会得救一样。
This would mean, if this is true, that women are saved by childbearing, this would mean that a woman's salvation is no longer by grace through faith, like everyone else's salvation. Women can have a baby and be saved.
那么这个好像就说哈，说这个妇女们的救赎不是靠上帝的恩典和信心，而是靠生孩子。
And that is a work.
那么这个就是。做工了。
It's a lot of work, in fact.
要做很多的工。
What is Paul really saying here? Come on.
那么保罗是什么意思呢？
You see, this is where we get so lost in this passage. To understand verse 15, you need to keep it tightly connected to verse 14.
要理解15节必须和14节紧密结合。
In verse 14,Paul's focus was specifically on one woman.
在十四节保罗呢就盯着一个人，是这个一个女人。
Eve.
是夏娃。
And verse 15 continues with that focus.
那么十五节呢又继续这个角度。
You see, here's the problem with translations. The English translations often use the plural women or they. But the Greek literally says, she will be saved.
所以这有一个翻译的问题，因为英文里面包括中文只是用一个女人分不清这个男人女人，但是在希腊在原文里面这个他呢是一个单数词。
I think even in the Chinese version it says they, not she.
我们中文这个也是用只是用个女人而已。
So, if it's she, who is the she that is on view here?
那么如果只是一个单数他，这个单数他是谁呢？
Well, clearly it's Eve from the previous verse.
当然就是前面所指的夏娃。
And so when Paul speaks of childbirth and salvation in verse 15, his point isn't that any childbirth can save you. Just go have a baby and you'll be saved.
所以保罗在十五节说到这个生产和救赎啊，那么他的这个观点呢，不是生孩子你就可以得救。
Rather, it's the childbirth of Eve that will save.
而是讲夏娃的这个怀孕生子能够救赎。
Paul, if you don't know, is referring back to Genesis chapter 3, where right after the fall, God makes a stunning prophecy that one day the seed of the woman, the descendant of the woman, will crush the serpent's head. The deceiver will be dead.
保罗呢是指在创世纪里面第三章，说在堕落以后呢，上帝的预言说将来这个女人呢，夏娃的后裔将会打破蛇的头。
God was foretelling the day when the Messiah would finally be born to redeem humankind from the devil's deceptions.
上帝预言将来弥赛亚会降生，从魔鬼的诡计中拯救所有的人类。
You see this in Revelation 12 if you want to go and cross-check.
那么在这个启示录十二章里面会有讲到。
And if you understand this, then you will understand that the birth of Jesus will cause salvation to flow backward through history, all the way back to Adam and Eve. They can be saved through the birth of Messiah.
那么这个事实上那么耶稣降生这个救赎呢把这个从这个历史的长河完全又倒退到亚当和夏娃。
Now that's why in the very next verse, Paul switches back to the plural.
这就是为什么在后半节保罗又切换成复数。
See, the question Paul now asks is, well,What must Adam and Eve and everyone who is their offspring, which means everybody here, what must they do to receive this universal flow of salvation?
保罗问的问题是什么呢？是亚当和夏娃以及他们的后裔要怎么样才能得到救赎？
Paul says that this salvation will be ours if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
保罗说如果我们长存信心爱心有坚决自守救赎就是我们的。
You see, the only way for the offspring of Adam and Eve, that is all men and women everywhere, to be saved is by faith. Faith that manifests itself in love and holiness and self-control.
所以你可以看见亚当和夏娃的后裔能够得救的唯一的途径就是信心，而信心展现的途径是爱心，又圣洁自守。
The word self-control is a particular dig about the Gentile women who need to pull off all their makeup and hairdos and fancy jewelry. So self-control, come back and let's meet together as one.
这个圣洁自守指的是外邦女人这个穿衣打扮上，在这个珠宝首饰上，那么都要多注意一些。
This is the only way to be saved.
这是救赎的唯一途径。
Now, how do we apply it to us?
那么这个跟我们有什么相关？
Every Sunday we gather together for worship.
每个星期天我们在一起崇拜。
And we are led by a wonderful team of women and men united as one family in Christ.
我们有一个女人和男人组成的团队带领，让我们能够在一起这个敬拜。
Let me say to you that we must set aside every cultural preoccupation and false idea that might divide us.
所以一定要让我们放下这种不同的文化背景的这种分歧，让我们能够不要让我们分裂。
And together submit to the true authority, God's word.
一起去顺服一个真正的权威上帝的话。
And the one who has come, born of a woman to save us.
这个从这个女人而来，来拯救我们的。
As we, men and women together, pursue the one true gospel, as we unite in our focus on the Lord Jesus, then we will be a true church, united,and radiating the glory of our triune God to the world around us.
只有当我们男人和女人们一起能够追求真正的福音，在主耶稣里面合一，我们就会闪耀出来上帝这种救赎的光，让世人能够看见我们。
One body without division.
我们这是一个异象。
One people in Christ.
在基督里面合一。
Amen.
Amen.